It's been a whirlwind trip. We've had 3 days of serving at a women's conference and another day of travel to the high country along the Silk Road. We have one more day to teach at the schools, and then it's back down to the city for some rest, relaxation, and reflection about our time here somewhere in Central Asia. I wonder, after listening to this podcast, is going on a missions trip something you would consider doing? It's kind of fun. Here's our time in the schools.
So we went into the schools again, and I presented on respect, and
the other gal
presented on empathy. I think that went pretty well, but honestly, I didn't know it was going to be for 100 kids.
Yeah. Was that, you mean that was a lot more than you thought?
Yeah, I thought I was going to go in the classrooms again.
Oh, I think it was fine. I had a delightful time at my table.
Then describe what they did in between.
They had you split up in pairs, and they were playing music, and then they would stop the music and they would announce a letter, and then you and your partner had to form that letter. One of the girls at my table chose me to be her partner. So they'd announce the letter, and I would just stick my arms out, and she'd move them, and then she'd fill in the rest. The kids had fun with them.
So the part that I didn't get until later was that there were judges.
Yeah, it was like a dancing competition, and they would keep cutting people.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. I thought the kids were just getting bored and sitting down.
Okay. I didn't know what was going on. But then there you were up on stage. You were one of the three finalists.
I think they just did that because I'm an American there. Because I certainly wasn't doing anything. But it was fun.
Then it was time for us to pack up and go back down to the city for some rest, relaxation, and some reflection.
Kind of sad to go. So tell us what we're going to be doing today.
We're going shopping.
Mm-hmm. This is our off day. This is really our only rest day.
Yeah. Though part of me thinks this may not be that restful. I mean, I think we're going shopping all day.
Yeah. And then also we'll have an early lunch dinner.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be in a yurt.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be fun.
And then we go home.
Yeah.
It's just going to be total, about, in my mind, 24 hours of travel.
Yep.
Anyway, really, I'm just sort of... Wow, this has gone by really fast.
Yeah, it has. You said you've been on missions trips before, and you always learn something about yourself. I was going to ask you.
What I've been learning about myself?
Yeah.
You know, I think the main thing is that I really do a lot better if I'm traveling with Ferris.
Yeah.
I really am not a very portable person. That's the bottom line, really. And when I'm with him, I just relax. I just figure whatever will be, will be. And somehow we'll figure it out. So, I don't know. I might come back. I'm surprised because initially I thought, this is a really long way to come. But now I think I might come back. I'm surprised about that about me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not portable.
Yeah. Would you come back by yourself, or would Ferris have to be with you?
He most likely would. I mean, I'm open to the possibility, but really, I do much better.
Yeah.
How about you?
There's a lot of things stirring in my head. I think I confirmed that I am just not a real durable person, you know, in terms of the things I was worried about, the sleep, the food, that all kind of came to be, but God sustained me.
Yeah, you sound pretty good this morning,
yeah,
too.
I feel a lot better. And I was just reading this morning, we are but dust. Mm. But he knows that. So I think I've learned that about, I mean, I kind of knew that about myself, but I didn't realize how different that was from other people. But in that, then it's, where do you draw the line between selfishness and selflessness?
Yeah, yeah, and that's hard sometimes.
That's a very hard thing.
Mm-hmm. Especially on a missions trip when you're on a team with other people.
Yeah.
It definitely cannot be about all about you. It cannot be. You got to be able to flex. Yeah. I will say, though, that your role, from my perspective, you know, what you did beforehand, okay, helping, you know, our leader organize all of this, and then how it all came together at the women's conference, it was just really, really fantastic.
Yeah.
And the highlight for me is knowing that the gal at my table, she raised her hand and said, I want the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
So that I can take this back,
yeah,
where I live, and I can teach other women this.
And would I come back? I'd have to think about it for a while, but that was my element, the conference. I loved being able to kind of open up the Word of God to them.
Yeah, and just the organization that you brought to that, because I didn't have anything to do with that. I know some of the other members didn't have anything to do with that. But I'm just sort of like, okay, so where do I need to be?
Well, I definitely was in that mode. I have no idea what's going on. Just point me.
Yeah. Yeah, but there was a lot of pre-prep that went on that you did. And so I think in that sense, it just, that was kind of the part that you played.
Which is a very introverted part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which, that was another thing I was concerned about. Is being an introvert in this environment is hard. The no downtime is hard.
Yeah. And I'm an extrovert, but I still needed my introvert time. It just happened to be at 2:00 in the morning.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Speaking of which, I'm going to go upstairs and get some more rest, I think.
We're meeting at 10?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe Ferris knows.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast. Many thanks to those who have supported us financially and through your prayers. As you now know, going on a missions trip has its own special challenges and joys. But how about you? Is it time for you to consider going on your own missions trip? Let us know by sharing your thoughts in the comments section below. Until next time, on behalf of Truvy and Fiona, thanks for listening.